Yeah, this is Willie Terry, a Roman labor correspondent. Still here at the United National Anti-War Coalition Conference. And it's late in the evening, but I did track down another person to interview, one of the speakers. And her name is Nuri Ranagay. She was on a panel at the conference called Identifying U.S. Regime Change Campaigns. How you doing, Nuri?
Good, thank you so much.
Now, you was on this panel today. Just tell me a little bit about yourself. Who are you?
I was born in Iran, and we were forced to migrate to United States 1960 and after because of CIA coup d'etat and overthrow of Dr. Mossadegh, me and my whole family. And that really brings up the issue of so many so-called refugees, that they all are from the countries that U.S. has attacked one way or another. Otherwise, everybody would love to stay at their home with their neighborhood and the family.
So how old were you when you...
I was 23 when my parents and my brothers, who was almost executed during... after CIA coup d'etat in Iran. So we were all forced to migrate while they were making it so hard for us to be able to stay in Iran when Shah was there.
So tell me something about your home life before that coup d'etat. How was it?
I was very young, and actually during Mossadegh, which was a 3 years or more he was in parliament, and 2 years when he became prime minister and nationalized oil, and then CIA coup d'etat happened. During that time, before CIA coup d'etat, Iranians became so aware of the global issue and Iran issue, and nationalization of oil, it gave such a pride to Iranian people and children. Children young, when U.S. and British both, they in a sense blockaded Iran or didn't help Iran while they were taking the oil and all of that. Children were helping the government to be saved and buying a national fund. Trying to save the government.
And now, you wasn't political, so you was 23, so I guess you wasn't political.
When they carried coup d'etat, I was only 12, 13.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when I came to U.S., I was about 23, 24 I came to U.S.
Oh, so you're very young.
So, yeah. So we were in Iran when the coup d'etat happened almost 68 years ago,
right.
1953. And... That was such a change. Maybe you could look at VMO, U.S. arms. It shows that Iran for 10 years was the most military buyer from United States with Iranian oil, and using that military against their own citizen as well as the region. Iran went to war against close to Yemen. It was Dhofar that they were resisting. 15,000 Iranian people got killed in that war, which was defending U.S. interest in the region in Iran, including my family. My brother was almost executed. Me and my other brothers and sister, as young as we were harassed and we were under a lot of pressure. I saw so many days after coup d'etat, so many women primarily and men that they were killed by truck full of half dead or fully dead, with blood dripping from the hair of the women, how they were transferring them. We hear coup d'etat here, but we don't know what it means.
And you said you've seen it.
Yeah, I saw the in Tehran, in Shiraz, in Isfahan, in Tabriz.
Oh, you went back?
Cities. No, I was there when coup d'etat happened, 1953.
12 years old?
12 years old.
Shock, huh?
Children, yes, yes. And my parents, actually my mother, we hid two young girls in our house. And my mother was taking her rings, gold rings, giving to CIA agent or SABAK agent to save them. And they took them and they killed those girls. Young, 13, 15. This is what coup d'etat is. This is what U.S. does to so many countries to get their resources and to suppress them. That's what happened. And then I was in United States when my father died. I was in Medical College of Virginia, and it was interesting. In here, somebody was here and talked to me. CIA threatened me to kill me during hostage crisis when I was saying that they should send Shah back. I was writing or talking, like now that I'm talking, and bring the hostages. Well, nothing happened to hostages. It became such a big issue between Iran and U.S. And they never talked about 8 years war that U.S. created and chemical use from Iraq and Iran fighting each other, which was U.S. instigated. And in 1981, again, MEK, that now again they are propping MEK U.S., trying to create instability in Iran with Mujahideen, with a cult. At that time, they killed 73 four ministers and 23 members of parliaments and other people that they were in high posts in government. In one day, in July 1981, and in 1981, August, next month, they killed eight, the same Mujahideen Khalq that now again United States is supporting. They killed eight, including Iranian president and Iranian prime minister. This is what we are going through with U.S. last 40 years. On and on and on and on.
You said something too about the U.S. created SABAK or something.
Yes.
What's that?
Yes. U.S., wherever they carry coup d'etat, they have, first of all, I am sure you heard of America, School of Americas.
Right.
Now they changed
what
the name. Right. And they train, they used to train 130 countries, their agents, and send them back to do the coup d'etats and to do the killing and to do the murder. And they would create the same thing that we have in United States CIA, a branch of CIA, which in Iran was dreadful SABAK. And then they also create the dreadful prisons that we have here and imprisoning our youth, primarily black youth. They do the same thing in whatever country that they carry coup d'etat. And we need to identify what U.S. is doing here or what U.S. is doing outside U.S. they are also doing inside U.S. So they created Iranian secret police, which was called SABAK, and Iranian dreadful prison, which was called SABAK, and which I was in solitary confinement in Evin prison. Evin was the dreadful.
In Iran?
In Iran, with U.S., because I was
what
in
age?
United States. When my father died in 1978, before revolution, I went to take my mother back to Iran. So, and I was here for 12 years before that. When I went back, U.S. sent the files that I was active with Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, with American Soviet Friendship Society, with Iranian Student Association. So they sent all my file back there and they put me in solitary confinement. Not Iranian government so much, U.S. Because before that I was in United States and I had two little children. And I got the same threats after a year that I was released when I came to United States after the revolution, when I was saying that, well, send the Shah back and get the hostages. CIA came, visited me, and they threatened me to kill me. In Richmond, Virginia, I was in Medical College of Virginia student. So they came and they threatened me. Ku Klux Klan wrote a note with blood and put it in my mail saying that we cut your throat and your children's throat when you talk about hostages or whatever.